Shyamala from Sweetest Friends, we are continuing our previous year. This is sixth year. In the union of Shem and Amishra, Rashi writes in his Parashah HaTorah, Parashas Kisisa, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Lamed Beis, and when it says, V'maskunto lotasu kamo, v'schum samamanav lotasu acher kamo, v'mishkal samamanam halalu lafi midas hin shemen, abalim pachas v'rav v'samamanam lafi midas hin shemen mutter. Rashi says, don't make it exactly like this amount, according to this amount of oil. In other words, the herbs together with the oil shouldn't be the amount the Torah says. Don't make your own. But if you made more or less samimanim with a hin of shemen, it's a mutter. So in the Sefer HaMori, he says that Rashi is arguing with the Rambam. Because the Rambam says you're only chayv this amount dafka. But if it's more or less, even if you did it proportional, you're going to be pater. That's the Rambam. But Rashi holds no. That if it's proportional, you're chayiv. If there's more shemen, you added more samamanim, then you're chayiv. Less shemen, less samamanim, it's all proportional. You have a hint of shemen. And the amount of samamanim, the Torah says, that's the classical iser. And then it's proportional. You double hin shemen, so two hins, and then double the amount of samamanim, you're going to be chayiv. Half, half. So that's Rashi. He says he argues with the Rambam, and he says maybe the Rambam is Maida, but it's hard to understand. Because the Gemara is Mechalik. The Gemara says Shemen HaMishcha is different than the Keteris. Keteris, you're Chayiv Pityan Lechatzayim, and Shemen HaMishcha not. And that Pityan Lechatzayim, of Vorba Rambam, Klei Mikdash 2.9, is proportional. That by Keteris, you're Chayiv when you do half, it's proportional. Fimishkalis halalu. It's normally there are 365 manim or 368 manim. And now you take the same samimanim that you make for the Ketores, and then you make them proportional. They're less, there's a less, altogether the weight is less, but it's this, but proportionally using the same amount of samimanim, percentage-wise, to the other ones. So in such a case, you're chayiv by k'taris. And the Gemara's mechalik, by k'taris you're chayiv, and by shemen you're not. So if by shemen you're also chayiv, if you do it proportionally, then what does Rava mean when he says shemen pater k'taris chayiv? So it must be that when Rava says that you're a pater by shemen, if you don't make it exactly k'maskainis, it's talking about even when you did it proportionally. You're pater even did it proportionally, so how can Rashi be holding that you're chayiv in such an instance? And if you do it proportionally, you're chayiv. Less shemen, less samamanim, you're chayiv. And mitzat sheni, the harmony is correct. Mashmos tibir Rashi shall call toli basoy lefimidis ha-shemen. Shimatim shiro samamanim l'shir ahin, k'on shasav av lugin, shuchat sehinu mikula. Chamishu masayim, in other words, it's mashmen Rashi taka. That if you make it, half a hin, six lugin, and then you make everything but the k'nei bosim 250, you're going to be chayiv. That's the mashmos of Rashi, but that seems to not stem with the Gemara. Because the Gemara says that Rav is machalik between Keteris and Shemen. Keteris, you're chayiv if you do it proportionally. So that means Shemen, you're pater if you do it proportionally. But Rashi seems to say if you do it proportionally, half the amount of Shemen, so half the amount of Samamanim, you're going to be chayiv. As ech Rashi yat'im ledivrei Gemara. As lefi dvarenu nira, fi ha-yisodot she'enachnu b'shiurim ha-kodmim b'siyat ha-dishmai, shisha shiurim, chamisha shiurim. שראינו נפלאות רבות ועצומות מתורת השם, שמחת הלב, ממש. נראה שדברי רש"י כאן אינם כלפי הלמעשה, לבאר מה יעשה כדי להתחייב. רש"י is not telling you what a person has to do in order to be מסחייב, למעשה, אלא שדבריו הם klapei yisod ha'inyan. Rashi's words are klapei the yisod ha'inyan. What's the yisod ha'inyan? אז רש"י פותח שאיסור על סכום סממניו. לשון רש"י, בסכום סממניו לא תעשו אחר כמוהו. The amount of סממנים, don't make others like it. בסכום סממניו לא תעשו אחר כמוהו. The amount of סממנים, don't make something else like it. במשקל סממנים הללו לפי מידת הין שמן. The amount of these סממנים according to the amount of a hin shemen. אבל אם פחת או רבה סממנים לפי מידת הין שמן מותם. If you did more or less, then it's mutter. לפי the hin shemen. Now, if you have one hin shemen, you added or subtract סממנים, it is going to be mutter. Because you didn't add or subtract from the shemen. So Rashi is telling us like this. האיסור הוא על סכום סממניו שבפשטות. היינו, שצריך שיעשה את כל מניין הסממנים, ושאינו חייב כשפיחת, ועשה רק מגימו סממנים מהם, או שאותיר ועשהו מהי סממנים. In other words, סכום סממניו means that you have to have the right amount of סממנים. In other words, how many סממנים are in the, how many herbs, how many spices are in the Shemen HaMishcha? Four. So if you did three or five, then you're not chayev. That's what it means, more or less. Ela shal zeh himshich Rashi leva'er deschum lav haynu rak kama samimanim natan. Schum means not only the sum, means not only how many samimanim you gave. Elo klape schum hamishkal. But rather, it is vis-a-vis the amount of weight. Because if you give more or less, that is not the sum that the Torah says. Well, that's what we've been speaking about, that the chashivus is this amount, bedafka. Well, yidei zeh havalei, she'eino b'schum samimanav, ba'asher ein kan et kol ha-samimanim she'amra Torah. Through this, that is not the same sum of samimanim, of spices, because we don't have the samimanim that the Torah says. If it's more or less, if it weighs more or less than the 1750, that's not what the Torah is talking about. V'nimtza shedivrei Rashi elu ba'u lomar shehamishkal hu beguf hamahut shel ha-samimanim. The weight is the very body of the essence of the herbs. אבל ראי אין זה כן לגבי השמן שאינו בוסם שנאמר עליו בפסוק כנעל שהוא בסמים ראש. ומידת הין שמן נראה רק במידה ושיעור הוא. But the shemen is not, what does it mean בסמים ראש? We said בסמים ראש is the חשיבוס. That's the ראש, the חשיבוס of the בסמים. Of the spices. So the spices, the chashivus is that amount. But the mita of shemen is not that amount. About that, it doesn't say besamim rosh. There, it's not a shir in chashivus. V'haynu ma she'osif rashi she'af al pi she'hamishkal besamimanim po'el beschum hasamimanim. Even though in the weight of the herbs, the weight of the spices impacts the sum of the spices. It's not so by the shemen. Shemen is about a mid of a hin. Less, it's true you're not chayev, but not because you lack the etzem shemen of the shemen hamishcha, but rather because the chashivus of the samimanim in their weight, ela mishum shechashivut ha-samimanim bin mishkalam ne'emra biyachas v'klapei midah shel hin shemen. V'im ein et ha-midah zo b'shemen, hari gam b'chahai gavna ein elu ha-samimanim shetzarich shiyeh b'hem et ha-chashivut shechklapei hin shemen. והיינו מה שכתב רשי בלשונו שתבר הדוי לפי מידת ההין. It's because the chashivas of the samamanim in their weights was set in relationship and towards the amount of hin shemen. But if you don't have this amount in the shemen, if you don't have this amount in the shemen, the right amount of shemen, so these are not the samamanim that need chashivas klape this mid of shemen, this hin of shemen. And that's why Rashi says it's talu lefi midas hin. And on that Rashi adds, shim pachat or rabba, if you subtracted or added samamanim, lefi midas hin shemen, it's mutter vahainu. Shigamim hayaze lefi midat hin shemen, aval kol sheino b'mishkal hasamimanim. That even if there is a hin of shemen, but it's not the weight of the samimanim, it's like adding or subtracting samimanim. And therefore you're pater. Even if it would be lefi midas hin shemen, in other words, even if it would be proportional, but if it's not mishkal samimanim, that's adding or subtracting to the samimanim. And therefore you're pater, even though by k'taras you're chayiv. In other words, Soif Dover Mayrav Rabbeisai, Rashi is telling us the Yesoita Inyan over here. And that is that if you don't have the right amount of Samamanim, if it's not exactly that weight, then it lacks the Chashivas of the Samamanim. That's how Rashi begins. B'schum Samamanav lo tasu achil kamohu. Don't make a different amount of Samamanim. If it's not the weight that the Torah says, this is gonished. B'mishkal simamina halalu lefi midas hin shemen. So that all applies to the mishkal of the samamanim, because the mishkal is the essence of the samamanim. But by the shemen, that's just a mida. That's not the essence of the shemen. You can't say there's no shemen here if it doesn't have a hin. There is shemen here. If you don't have the right weight of samamanim, it's garnished. If you don't have the right amount of hin shemen, you still have shemen. But Rashi is telling us fundamentally that the midah of hin shemen is just a shear. So the mishkal in samamanu is po b'schuma samamanu. In other words, their weight means that if you have the right weight, then you have samamanu. If you don't have the right weight, you don't have samamanu. Because the whole chashivas of the samamanim is talking about the weight. That's when it comes to the mishkal samamanim. And they relate to the hin shemen. But the essence of the shemen is, doesn't relate to the hin. The whole schum samamanim, that's what defines the samamanim. But the hin shemen doesn't define the shemen. You're right, in a chinami, if you have less than a hin shemen, more than a hin shemen, it's no good. It's not the proper shear. When we say schum samamanim, we're saying this is what the Torah was talking about. When the Torah says samamanim, the Torah is saying their weights, because the whole chashivas is the weight. It's the essence. As Rashi is distinguishing between the essence of the samamanim and the essence of the shem. The essence of samamanim is that it has to be the right way, otherwise it's nothing. And hin shem, it's just a mida. And yana rak b'mida b'shi'u. So even though the mishkal samamanim is po b'schum samamanim, it's not so with shemen. Shemen is just midah sehin. So you're less than you're not chai, but it's not because you lack the etzem ha-shemen of shemen ha-mishkal. By samamanim, yeah, you lack the etzem ha-samamanim. But if there's less than the amount of shemen, it's because the chashivus of samamanim in their weight was only said b'yachas to a midah of hin shemen. So the essence here, we're talking about the essence of the samamanim, it's only said lefi the hin shemen. So the hin shemen isn't because hin shemen is a chashiv, it only has chashivas if it's a hin. No. The schum samamanim only have a chashivas if they're klape the hin shemen. That's why Rashi says it's totally lefi midas hin. And then Rashi adds that if you add it or subtract it, lefi midas hin shemen, it's mutter. In other words, even if you added on shemen or subtracted shemen, it's still going to be mutter, because it's not the right mishkal samamanim. So what Rashi's saying is that in order to have samamanim, it needs to be the right mishkal. And the right mishkal is biyachas to a hin of shemen. And if it's not the right mishkal, then it's nothing. Because again, the yisod of our shiurim has been that the samamanim are defined by their mishkal. They only have chashivas if they're the right weight. If they're not the right weight, it's garnished. But they have to be the right weight. Biyachas le ma, biyachas le hin shemen. If it's not a hin shemen, so you're right. It's not the right amount, and the person's not going to be chayiv. But it's not because of a chisaron and the hin shemen. It's because of a chisaron in the yachas between, in the relationship between the samamanim and the hin shemen. Samamanim have chashivos if they relate to the hin shemen. But the hin shemen is just a shear. But the reason it's no good if it's the wrong shear is because there's no samamanim then in relationship to a hin shemen. אז אלו דברי רש"י, וזה מתאים מאוד למה שאמרנו, וזה באמת מסתדר עכשיו עם הגמרא. שלפי הגמרא, if you make קטרס proportionate, it's אסר. פיתם לחצאים חייב by קטרס, but פיתם לשמן לחצאים, you're פטר. Even if you have the right proportion, it doesn't matter because you don't have the right weight of samamanim. ובאמת, במזרחי הוא כותב על דברי רש"י אלו, שאילו לא כתב אלו במתכונתו, הווה אמינא, כיוון ששם בו כמידת סכום סממניו, אף על פי שבחטא רבה, סממניו לפי מידת הין שם נהיה חייב. לקח חזר וכתב, לא תעשו כמוהו. If it just would have said מתכונתו, you would have said that if it's proportional, it's still going to be חייב. If it's proportional to the shemen. And therefore the pasuk comes again and says, לא תעשו כמוהו. לא אמר, להגיד לנו שמה. שאף על פי ששם בו כמידת סכום סממניו, כיוון שפחת אור הבא סממניו לפי מידת הין שמן מותר, since you added or subtracted your סממנים, proportionate, it's mutter. You would have thought that you're going to be chai if you did it proportionally, if you would have said of maskunto alone. But it says לא שעשו כמוהו, don't make like it. It doesn't mean don't make like it, it has to be exactly like it. But if it's just proportional and it's not like it, like the Torah says, then you're not chayiv. So he also comes out the same way. That we learned in Rashi, that Rashi's not saying that if you do it proportionally, then you're cool. Apitam. If you do it proportionally, you're pater. That's what Rashi's telling us. It would have just said of maskunto according to the Mizrahi. Then in a chinami, then the proportionate is aser. But since this is leitzasu kamo, b'schum samamanav lo taser acher kamo, only b'schum samamanav, it has to be exactly like that. Don't make something else like it. And therefore, if you have more or less, even if it's proportional, you're still going to be potter. הרי להדיה שפירש דברי רש"י שגם בפיחי תוריבה סממניו לפי מידת הין שמן. דהיינו שפיחי גם את השמן לפי הערך, even if you gave less shemen, you're still potter. שכלפי זה אז לקרוא דברי רש"י כאן, and that's what Rashi is talking about over here. והוא כנ"ל, that's like we've been saying. שיקרו לומר שהמשקל הרי הוא במהות הסממנים. The weight is according to the essence of the samamanim. אלא שכמו שכותב הראם, ממה שכתב במתכונתו לבד, לא אבי אמרינת שתלוי איסור במתכונתו של החשיבות שבדבר. גם המשקל קובע, אלא תלוי רק במהות הסממנים, עצמן, לפי תוקפן ופעולתם בשמן. ומשחי בעינן כמובן שיעשה את כל הסממנים, אבל אם פיחת את הסממנים לפי מה שפיחת בשמן. ותוקף אחד של שמן המשחה הוא כשמן שנאמר בתורה, אבל אין עמי במתכונתו ויהיה חייב. So if you just would have said במתכונתו, so they would have been pole in the shemen in the same way, in other words, if it's proportional. So if you have more shemen, you have more samamanim, so they make the same pula and the proportionate pu'ula in the shemen, and therefore it would be aser. That's maskunto. But in that it says lo sasu kamohu. What does kamohu mean? That's what the Gemara says in Krisus. Kamohu shamishkal beguf mautohu. That's its essence. And that's the Isser of Maskunto. And if it lacks a Mishkal, it's not the sum that the Torah was talking about. Malashon HaGemara. Shekrenu b'shiur HaKodem. Amar lecha Rava. Gabei Shemen Ktiv. Uvematkunto lo tasu kamohu. Kamohu deasu. Zot omeret. Dafka kamohu, if it's the exact right, it has to be the exact right amount. That's poil in the gufa samamana, that it has to be mamish kamohu. But if it's chetziot shapridami, if a k'taris a k'taris has, it's not poil, the amount of k'taris is not poil in the etzim shem k'taris. And therefore, you can even half your odds aser. Umuvu eret hetev shitat rashi. Vadvarim mamash smechim. Rav rabotai, ani muchach lomar lechem sheha. אני עשיתי חיפוץ באוצר חוכמה, מי מדבר על הסוגיה? כמעט בכל הדורות לא נגעו בסוגיה הזאת. כמעט, אם למעלה מ-100 אלף ספרים, כמעט לא נצאתי במחשב. לא מצאתי מי שמדבר על זה. ואילו מורינו ורבינו, יש לו פה מאמר ארוך ארוך שמתפרס על פני עמודים רבים. להסביר את העניין לשמחת לב כולנו, ברוך השם. אז עדיין אנחנו צריכים ליישב את שיטת הרמב״ם, פסיעת הדשמיה בלי נדר. וזה העבודה שלנו להבא. לדבר הרבה על הרמב״ם, ובעזרת השם, נראה נפלאות מתורת השם, ואני מודה לכם מאוד שהאזנתם. תודה רבה רבה ושלום שלום, בלי נדר נמשיך.